Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being involved. This is what I always tell you to do, right? Be involved, be engaged. And not just on shows like mine where you might be in agreement. But on shows, call in other shows where you're not in agreement. Right? And don't be belligerent. Don't be nasty. But let them know what's going on in your head. Let them know your perception of what's going on and what they need to talk about. In all sincerity, I mean, we tend to be reticent not to want to call these people, not to want to call into these places. Well, they don't agree with me anyway. They don't need to agree with you. You need to kind of work with them and give them another perspective as to what's going on. In all sincerity. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do the right thing. And you can't do the right thing if you don't open your mouth, right? Well, some people. God, I just realized what I was saying when I rolled off my tongue. Okay, you know, that doesn't apply to people like, you know, Joe Biden and such. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Got a live chat room up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And I do appreciate the time that you spend up there. I'm telling you, the smarter people than I in the chat room. Yeah, when you hear the conversation, you'll believe me. The Jim Jordan today. Let's start off with that. You know, I loved the lies that Hakeem told today from the Florida. Yeah, would it be great? Or I wonder how we could do this. It would be great to say. He knows that's a lie, and here's how I can prove it. I got an email that says he knows it's a lie. He knew he was going to say that. Right? It's just amazing. And so they get out on the floor, and Hakeem Jeffries, he railed against Jim Jordan, I don't know, for many a minute. And I listened to it, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, this guy is a spin king. Really, no, seriously. If anybody could make it happen, if anybody could make it look or sound like Jim Jordan is the guy they say he is, about him being a denier, an election denier, a supporter of January 6th, covering up what actually took place, you know how they always say, you know, they're exactly accusing Jim Jordan of what they did. Right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. It just proves all the way around that we've been right all along. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries railed against GOP nominee for House Speaker following a failed vote to fill the role on Tuesday. Yeah, you know what? You knew the first vote was going to go sideways. And I'll tell you what, from a political standpoint, some of you who really don't pay attention to this stuff, you think you do, but you don't. Here's the deal. For those who couldn't possibly vote for Jordan, you know, because maybe they're one of the few state skewed areas where they just don't like Jim Jordan. All right. And I've got questions for him, too. If I get him on the show, I'd have questions for him as well. But the political environment, the political foundation is to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I voted against him. But, you know, when there was no more choices, what am I supposed to do? So I voted for him like the second or third time around. Give some kind of plausible deniability. Give some kind of political coverage, if you would. But I got to say this. The stubborn, no strategy boneheads that are voting for Scalise and McCarthy when they tell them, don't do it. I don't want it. Even if you vote me in, I won't take it. We need to get behind Jim Jordan. Those guys, they're wasting everybody's time, and they're making us look like buttheads. And what we need to do, what you people in those areas need to do, vote them out. You call them in the morning and say, stop playing this clown game and place your vote for Jordan, and let's move on. Right? That simple. Now, Jeffrey spoke to reporters outside the Capitol of D.C. following his House Judiciary Committee chairman. Jim Jordan's attempt, he couldn't gather enough votes, right? He failed with 20 Republicans voted against him, saying that the GOP speaker nominee is a poster child for MAGA extremism. Well, we all know that's not true. But that's the Jeffries putting that out there. Right? A vote for him is a vote for MAGA. Right? Now, during the break, Jeffrey said that there were informal talks going on with some Republicans. If they put him in as Speaker of the House, those Republicans need to be removed immediately, if not soon. Seriously. Right? Double Z, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I can't believe how disjointed we are, right? Anyway, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, if he's making deals, and I don't know if I believe this, because I don't believe them anyway. If he's making deals with Republicans, if he's talking to Republicans about things that can be accomplished, what they have to remember is they've been lied to in the past. You know, the biggest lie was with Ronald Reagan, remember? The deal that they made was he would provide amnesty at the time to the 3 million Americans, the 3 million illegal immigrants that were in this country at the time. Blanket amnesty to them, no questions asked, in favor of or for the money to build a wall, the money to make the security, borders better. And guess what happened? Yeah, they never gave him the money. The Dems backed out of the deal as soon as he made everybody legal. My deal would have been is I would have put something on the table and said, you know, here's an executive order that says 6 months after the wall starts to be built, 6 months after we beef up the border, these people have citizenship. I would have done whatever. Anyway, Jeffrey said that my hope now is clear. Jim Jordan lacks the votes to be speaker. And the conversations will accelerate this evening and, you know, for Jeffries to become speaker. I'm telling you, if Jeffries becomes speaker of the House, he will no longer be a Republican. I mean, the only caveat to that would be if Republicans come down on the people that vote for him, other Republicans that vote for him. It's that simple. Jeffries also said that the House Democrats have made it clear they're ready, willing, and able to find bipartisan common ground on issues. That's not true. They always say that. And it's so not true. When they talk about bipartisanship, they're talking, when you come over to our side, that's bipartisanship. When you come over to our way of thinking, if you spew the same garbage we spew on a bill, then we're friends. It's a kumbaya moment, you know? And now anybody who pushes back, anybody who wants to be a constitutionalist, is now an extremist. Now, Jeffries added the Republicans are unable to function on their own right now, and there's only two paths. Either you're going to continue to bend the knee to the most extreme members of your conference. How come he doesn't push back on AOC like that? How come we never hear him talk about his squad like that? Has he come out? I don't know if he has. If somebody knows, let me know. But has he come out and denounced those squad members that are backing Hamas? Has he done that? Because I don't think he has. And the only comment I agree with him that he said here is, you know what? You need to do the business of the American people. Stop all the garbage, do the business of the American people. And Jeffries isn't the only House Democrat taking shots at the Republicans. Come on, you already know who the other ones are, right? Swalwell. Who I refer to as Swaller, right? I mean, seriously, he's making fun of the fact that the Republicans have no speaker. I would, too. Now, what's really funny is he comes off with, and 20 Republicans joined us to shoot down his candidacy. You know, Jordan's candidacy. That's not what happened at all. They didn't vote for others. I mean, they didn't vote for Hakeem. 7 Republicans voted for Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who said, I'm not there. I'm not doing it. Not interested. 6 GOP lawmakers voted for Kevin McCarthy, who also said, stop it. Knock it off. Not here. Right? And 3 idiots, I'm sorry, they were idiots, moderate New York Republicans voted for former GOP rep. He's Lee Zeldin. Not in the race. Not even there. Not in Congress. Obviously, he didn't want anything to do with it. And then some idiots decided to write in single votes for Tom Cole out of Oklahoma, Majority Whip Tom Emmer out of Minnesota, Representative Mike Garcia in my area, and Thomas Massey. What did that actually do? Really thinking about it. Just ridiculous. They're being ridiculous. Anyway. Now, we need to get a speaker. They need to stop screwing around. There's some friction going on behind the closed door, according to an inside source. I mean, really, Jordan and Scalise met after the vote. During the meeting, Jordan asked Scalise's support for speaker. But now, what we're hearing is Scalise won't commit to it. Right? But he did tell reporters that, you know, that report's not accurate. I mean, really. One congressperson, you know, Leader Scalise has been the only candidate throughout the process who's publicly declared he will be supportive of whomever the conference nominates. He hasn't changed. He actually voted for Jim Jordan. I mean, what else do you need to say? What else do you need to do? This is, it is becoming, it's becoming old. And I think what it is the Republicans were out of touch, out of power, out of whatever for so long that they, I don't know, do they not know how to do this anymore? Do they not have the guts to do it anymore? I'm just asking. Because I'm very curious to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, I don't even know how to whip these guys into shape. Or even how to suggest that they get whipped into shape. This is how crazy it is. Anyway. God bless. I don't know how many of you will find me. You know, I love doing these quick stories, frankly. Victoria's Secrets. I am not, by the way, a Victoria's Secrets fan. All right? But let's be clear. Victoria's Secrets finally gave up on the wokeness stuff. They're not interested. Now, look, can we just be honest about this? No, really, in all sense. Guys don't go there and peruse the store to buy whatever, you know, buy stuff for their, probably buy stuff for their girlfriends and or wives. They don't want to see the ones that, the outfits that have the pouch in it, right, for the guy, girl, whatever. They're not interested in any of that stuff. And so you got Victoria's Secrets has decided, okay, enough with the wokeness, enough with all this garbage. We're going back to where it usually where it was before. We're all about the sexiness of the product. Let's see how long it takes for their stock to take a climb. Don't be seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists that President Biden must get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Britney Spears is disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt from the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's how things get better for real. You know, taking the information, digest. You ever get one of those emails that you start typing on right away? Right? You just get nuts with it. And you start writing, and you go, okay, wait a minute, let me breathe. You know, and also, seriously, it's the same thing here. Get your information. You get mad about something you see. You know, take a breath. Figure out the best way to make inroads to get somebody to understand. Right? And go at it that way. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Like I said, you get involved, you get engaged. Get involved in the conversation. Get your facts straight. There's so many things that you need to be doing. In all seriousness. Hey, you guys see those pictures of, or the short vids of those pictures? When they glue their hands to the street, or they just sit in the streets? So I guess they're not all gluing their hands to the street, but some of them just sit in the streets. Right? And what I love, is I start to see these short videos now. And I'm just giving you some ideas should you decide there's something you need to do about it. This guy takes his car and he turns it around. You already know where I'm going, right? And he just starts revving his engine. So all that heat, all that smoke. I mean, seriously. Get them to move. They can't handle it. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. I got a lot of fast ones for you. Right? I mean, just amazing. I was talking about Victoria's Secrets. Somebody just sent me a text I was trying to read. But really, the brand now has decided, you know what? We don't need to be doing this. We don't need to be dealing with the wokeism. Our stuff is made for women, specifically for women. and we're going back to that. And they did. Now, I said to you, my joke is, let's see how long it takes for their stock to start to climb, right? I mean, according to the numbers, the brand's projected revenue for 2023 is $6.2 billion before they made this decision. Right, it's 5% lower than it was last year, and even lower than it was in 2020. 2020, they did over $7.5 billion. Hey, that's a lot of lingerie, huh? But anyway, the drop in this was also following the company's move to make the board of directors mostly female. See, this is what I always said in the past. It's like, in California, they push to make sure that board members of private corporations had to have a certain percentage of blacks and a certain percentage of women. And I've always said, they don't care about color. They don't care about gender. They care about green. What do you bring to the table, and how do you help the company make more money? That's all they care about, male, female, whatever. And do you really think it's going to help if you've got a product specifically designed and made, you know, I won't say for men, but we're not that far away, right? Come on, we're going to have a little frank talk. And you're going to have women on there? Shouldn't it be mixed up? Shouldn't it be all kinds of mixes on there? I don't care. Black women, white women, men of all colors, shapes, and sizes. And the proof is that it did take a nosedive. In 2021, remember Rapinoe called out what the brand had been before the revamp, claiming it had sent out a really harmful message that was patriarchal, sexist. That's probably what pushed them to putting women on the board. Right? You know, what's really funny is they talk about this stuff, and I picked this story on purpose. They talk about this stuff being patriarchal, being sexist. And yet, what do? In the movies, these women, a lot of them, they know what they're doing. They know how they're dressing. They know who they're appealing to. I don't believe it's by accident. They know what sells. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether you agree with it or not, is not the conversation at this point. You know? The viewing is not just what it meant to be sexy, but for the clothes. Right? They're looking at clothes through the male lens, through how a male sees them. How it makes women desirable in a man's eyes. And you've done this. Females of Dial had this conversation with Sonia on Friday. Right? When you promote this kind of stuff, and females promote, you know, you got producers and writers of shows that are promoting this stuff that are female. If they're against it, if it's wrong, why are they doing it? Because they want the money. They want the fame. They're all righteous until it comes down to the dollar leaving their pocket. They've also said they're going to bring back their runway show, right, with much more sexiness. I personally believe it's. I've never been into this kind of stuff. What do you want to believe me or not? It's fine. But they know how to sell. It wouldn't sell. They wouldn't be making money at it if men and women and what have you didn't want it. So you can play that game all day long. Chief Executive Martin Waters also reportedly admitted that the inclusivity initiatives were not profitable for the company. And let me tell you what. The stockholders, they don't care how inclusive you are. They want to make money. Right? They said, despite everyone's best endeavors, hasn't been enough to carry the day. Really that simple. Anyway, the company's goal is to improve profitability. That's what they need to do. Because if you don't make more money, if you're not making money, you can't keep the places open. You can't keep paying people. It doesn't work. Orleans Parish DA Jason Williams was elected in 2020 after running on a platform of social justice and bail reform. I love this. I'm sorry. Because you're really gonna think I'm happy, but I'm not. I'm happy that nobody got hurt. I'm happy that he's a victim of what he's supporting. So this George Soros-backed Orleans Parish, Louisiana district attorney and his mother were carjacked Monday night in New Orleans by two suspects who allegedly pointed high-power automatic rifles at them. Nobody carjacks in a city with these long, high-powered automatic rifles. How would you know they were automatic? Anyway, the report out of New Orleans was the district attorney's office spokesman, Keith Lampkin. He confirmed that him and his mother were carjacked. D.A. Williams and his mother were unharmed. Both thanked the New Orleans. Can anybody find out if this guy was looking to defund the police department? That would be great, wouldn't it? He appreciated their hard work that night. Every night, everyone responding to what was going on and responding to other crime victims as well. I mean, you have to have a national response to this. Somebody has to do something. That you cannot allow these cities, who really apparently don't seem to care about what's going on with you, what's there in the city, what could be killing you or harming you. They don't really care about it, obviously. Two armed suspects approached Williams' black Lincoln Navigator about 10 o'clock. Right? He was helping his mom get into the car. Gee, that's cold. They took the SUV. But the suspect couldn't go very far because William had to hold the station because he still had the key fob in his pocket. Are you guys aware of that? Does things stop working when you get up the street? I'd be curious. Anyway, I just think it's great that these guys have nothing to be afraid of, right? There's no bail. They get caught. What happens? I wonder if he'll charge them differently than he's charged other people, other thieves that have taken other people's cars. I'd be very curious. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm sorry, I like the horns. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, get involved, get engaged, pay attention. We've got Brad Dacus joining us in the next hour. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent with me. Whether it's on the air, in the chat room. You know, the chat room exists at JoeMazzini.com. JoeMazzini.com. There are smarter people in there than I am. And you'll see that. They're conversations, right? That's one of the easiest ways to do it. You see the conversations. And, yeah. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you heading over there, checking them out. We're all trying to figure out what to do here. We're all trying to figure out what the truth is. And again, I got one off on a tangent. There's so much coming at me. We were talking earlier. I was talking earlier about the videos that I saw. You know, these kids, these environmental kids that decide they're going to glue themselves to a freeway, to a roadway, to whatever. They're going to block traffic and do what they got to do. And then I saw a solution to this to a degree, where a young man in a car got it. He turned the car around. And he aimed the pipes at those sitting down. had just started revving his engine. He wasn't trying to burn them or anything like that, like some of you are going to think. No, for him, they couldn't stand the smell. Right? The smell of the gas, the heat from the pipes. And they ended up getting up and moving. And I don't know, maybe that's the way to go. I mean, seriously, they don't care who they hurt. You know, they could be stopping a mom from trying to see a single mom trying to make some money and get to work. They could be stopping ambulances, and they've been in the way of ambulances before, and you've had people actually get out of cars and start dragging them all over the place. And now over in France, obviously. The new Catholic center that's being built and or being rebuilt, I should say, right, was disrupted by these activists because they claim that the environment of a rare plant species will be disrupted. And that means, so we're gonna stop all building, all everything, because a rare plant, a rare frog, a rare whatever, is gonna get away of progress. Don't they love that word? Don't they love that word? Seriously. So I guess on Saturday it was the ECA group, which they call themselves Friends of the Village. They attempted to protest the building of a new religious complex at St. Pierre Square. The construction was surrounded by a group of nuns from the missionary family of Notre Dame. I love this. They formed a human chain around the area to stop the activists. Then there was an altercation. I mean, how do you go after a nun? One of the sisters ended up tackling. Come on. Envision that one. A nun in midair tackling a protester who was running with what appeared to be building materials to the ground while other protesters stomped on the piping material. That's really going to fix, or it's really going to help your cause, isn't it? Co-president of the association, he told a public broadcasting channel, he said, I expected the nuns to be a little reasonable for public order. He didn't have my nuns, apparently. The problem is that religious people decide to resort to violence. I was attacked 3 times by 5 people who snatched me, who wanted to throw me out of there. Well, because you were destroying their property. Stuff that you didn't have a right to have. You didn't have a right to take their building materials. What did you expect? You know what? Don't even just take their pictures, take their names, and have them arrested. I don't know if you can get arrested in France for that kind of thing. Maybe that's what they need. After the confrontation, the nuns, you know, they took a more peaceful stance. They started singing. They were blocking the surrounding protesters. There were 10 cops hanging out. I mean, you had to be laughing, right? You really, the guy that she tackled was this big, burly guy. I thought it was hilarious. According to the environmentalist group, construction threatened several rare plant species that have not been properly protected. I mean, I love this stuff. I love the fact that the nuns, I had those nuns. You know, a little whip on the fingers, and that's the other thing, too. I'm so tired of hearing the left talk about how bad corporal punishment was. Right? How did we ever make it? We got spanked with belts. We had fingers wagged in our faces. Actually, we went to bed without dinner at times. We went to bed knowing that mom and dad were really extremely mad at us. And we made it. I don't know how we did that. Just amazing. There's a gamble going on in the House right now. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off. And matter of fact, I would probably decide not to pull it off this way. Seriously. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jim Jordan, we don't know how long it's going to take or whether they can even pull it off. But Jordan's been making calls to shore up support. Now, Scalise, as we all know, he bowed out. Mostly it was because of the lack of support. Didn't have as much support as some people thought he would have. And Jordan doesn't have the needed votes either. Now, the House has elected a speaker a few times in history on plurality rather than outright majority. Now, here's my concern. Every time we do something like this, and I mean every time, right, comes back to bite us, doesn't it? The House is allowed to decide how the speaker election is held. So changing the threshold, that option is on the table. But here's the problem. Two problems. If they go to a simple polarity, Hakeem would be speaker today. He actually got more votes than Jordan because the 20 went in the opposite direction. And I don't know if you guys know it, but it's been two plurality elections in American history. One goes back to 1856. It was the 34th Congress, just ahead of the Civil War. The House made they were fractured in the chamber. Even after concessions and divided lines and, you know, talking about slavery and so forth, it was still a problem. The Republican Party and a decimated Democrat Party, I didn't know about this, the nativist American Know-Nothing Party, and the declining Whig Party, yeah, they died fast. That's too bad. They couldn't decide on the lawmaker, right, on the speaker. So when voting began, 21 members received votes backing them for speaker on the first ballot. It threw the House into a deadlock for 2 months. Did you hear that? 2 months. We don't need this. American Party Rep. Felix Zollicoffer of Tennessee, he introduced and passed a House resolution having three top candidates for speaker to publicly state their opinions of Congress. Right? Even after the questioning session, they still couldn't decide. The deadlock was broken when the House voted to reduce the threshold to elect speaker from the traditional simple majority to a plurality election. Right? You ready for this one? After 133 votes, Speaker Nathan Banks of the Know-Nothings was elected Speaker of the 34th Congress with only 103 votes backing him. You missed the first part of that, right? They voted 130. This is nothing new. And actually, boy, what a nightmare that would be now, wouldn't it? After 13 ballots, Representative Johnson, he proposed a resolution to lower the speaker election threshold to plurality, as well as an amendment to the ballot to the election. You know, again, like I said, if you did that today, we're screwed. But these guys need to get their act together. Matt Gaetz should be given an office next to the noisiest bathroom in the House. I'm not joking. I mean, some of you probably love him. But, I mean, sometimes he just reminds you of a high school kid that's out of control. Right? He should have had a plan. He should have worked with people. Should have known what was going on, what the plan was, who we were going to get in those places. I mean, in that seat, I'm sorry. But no, can't do that. We have to do everything in a knee jerk. Okay, no, not going to do it. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Look, God bless, guys. Thanks for being here. Brad Dinkins joins me at the top of the next hour. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. You can always go get the app, and it would be so much easier. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.